Say that.
kick you with the snake farm. Snake farm, it just sounds like a snake farm. It pretty much is a snake farm. He's a reptile hound. Snake farm. The audience that they're a little higher up on the rungs of the entertainment ladder, lean against the wall of illusion and broken dreams. On the other side of the wall being the decaying show business world of alcoholism, drug addiction, perversion, and death. Let's climb on. There was a wonderful, I wrote this song here, there's a wonderful percussionist here in Austin, Texas, by the name of Mambo John Trainer. You might be familiar. Mambo Jones does his beautiful cat. And when he passed away, this verse about him just popped in my head. So I wrote about him and some other ne'er-do-well people. Mambo Jones, I don't think he'd mind me telling this. Is every once in a while, Mambo Johnny smoked a little pot. He'd drive out in the hill country south of Austin. He would find a dead animal by the side of the road, and he would stop and make a hat out of it. Even if you disapprove of marijuana, you got to admire that. Not that anybody here... Snake farms and card games and knife fights and everything. I was over in Europe running around with this blues guy over there, a guy named Ziggy Christian and everything. So anyhow, I missed her, so I wrote her a song. So I came back and I said, "Well, baby, I wrote you a love song." So she rolled her eyes and said, "Well, what's it called?" And I said, "Well, it's called Polecat." If you don't know, that's kind of a rural term. Or a skunk. So she said, "Well, let me hear it." So I played it for her. And after I finished, she said, "Put down that guitar and come on over here." So for the next hour, as I painted her, I painted her toenails and she braided my hair, and it was quite sensuous. Special treats I ever had. A couple of years ago, I played this song, had Liberty Ann Jones play bass on it. It was a treat for me, man. My baby took a polecat, swung it around her head, threw it off in the woods, and said, "I smell like you now. Let's go to bed." My baby took a polecat, she swung it around her head. She threw it off in the woods. She said, "I smell like you now. Thank you. done what she wanted. She rolled a cigarette with one hand. She struck a match on my bottle. Thank y'all very much. Once again, it's really a pleasure to have Jamie Alldecker back here on these drums tonight, and Seth and Gurf and George here. And it's also Jamie's mother's birthday. Dee Dee is here, and she's up there. And before you give her a beer, check, make sure she's got her ID with her. She looks. But anyhow, this next song here is called Last Train to Amsterdam. And if you can't groove on this, we don't know what we're going to do. And there's this really hilarious story about how I wrote this song, and it's on my live CD. An old soul went to the barn. It's a scarecrow standing in a corn. One of his wishes for a light of day. One of them's chasing all them black crows away. Well, I got a one-way ticket just to get me where I am. And the wheels turning on that last train to Amsterdam. Well, there's a hobo waiting on this train. There's a hitchhiker standing in the rain. One of them loves never going home. One of them's feeling a little chill in his bones. Not a one-way ticket to get me where I am. You know, wheels are turning on that last train to Amsterdam. Well, song and then hire these guys to play it with you. Thank you very much. Since I've broken the vow that I took as a child never to name drop, I wrote this song here to a young guy named Hayes Carl. You might be familiar with Hayes. And I really like Hayes. It's really nice. I think he's a great young writer. It's really nice to see someone that young, you know, that's already that burnout and fried. I mean, usually you have to be my age to be that bitter and resentful. But he's already there. But he came to my house and we said, well, let's write a song. So we wrote this. Oh, give me that H man. Well, now there's chickens in my front yard. What they do is they scratch and they peck. Chickens in my front yard. What they do is they scratch and they peck. Around there I'm gonna go out there. Give me one of them and ring it. It ain't meanness, y'all. You're just hungry as what I am. It ain't meanness, y'all. You're just hungry as what I am. I love fried chicken. Yeah. wrote this song here, like I say, I hate to be a name drop. By doing this tour, a young guy named Slade Cleese, you might be familiar with Slade Cleese. Kurt Morris produced his Wishbone and Broke Down record, one of my favorite records. And he on this album, Slade's got called Broke Down. He's got this great song on there called Give Me One Good Year. And so we were doing this songwriter tour, and Slade was explaining how he came to write that song. He said he was going through a really bad period in his life. Things were really dark and depressing. And he said things got so bad that as a last desperate effort, he threw out this prayer, like, give me one good year. You know, he took that prayer and then he made these wonderful lyrics and put it this beautiful melody. And just, I was so moved by that. I said, well, that's something I should do. I should take a prayer and turn it into a song, you know. And until I realized that the only prayer I know is, God, if you get me out of this, I promise I'll never do it again. You know what? And I don't want to get kind of, you know, Billy Joe on you here. Yeah. The really great thing about that particular prayer, it's worked four times. I'll never do it again. So anyway, I'd like to preface this with a quote that I believe is attributed to Woody Guthrie. He said, it's a folk singer's job, even if he's playing an electric guitar, to comfort disturbed people and to disturb comfortable people. I had a dream last night, I was cast into hell, it's by a jealous sky. Devil walked up and said, well, you don't need no lightning rod. It hardly ever rains down here, I can't recall the last storm. You ain't gonna need that leather jacket, it gets kinda warm. There's one way in, no way out, looks like you're here to stay. All the place is a mess, it's overcrowded, more funny than ever did.
Charlie Daniels did about how you went down to Georgia to play Phil against that kid. He said, yeah.
It broke my heart, but what are you going to do? I said, well, to tell you the truth, I thought your solo was the better of the two. I still do. Well, I woke up, and I was lying in my bed, so I ran upstairs and kissed the little boy over his sleeping head. I took this dream as a sign of the God, so I thought I'd better pray. I said, don't ever speak to me directly. Thanks anyway, so much has changed about me since I've just given up red meat. Ah, some get spiritual because they see the light, and some because they feel the heat. Thank you very much. Once again, Jamie Aldecker on the drums here from Wimberley, Texas. George Reed from Austin, Texas. Kurt Morris from Austin, Texas. We got one of their Seth James up there in Pleasantville up there for a while. Is there anybody here from Texas? And even if you're not, we're going to baptize you tonight. I was down in Corpus Christi, and I was playing down there at this little place, and these people came in, and they were rich, and they were drunk, and they were from Nashville. I like rich people. I like drunk people. I like people from Nashville. But all three of those qualities in two people, it's a little overwhelming. So they started yelling out all these requests. I said, well, I don't know those. And I said, it's the latest top 40 country song. I said, I still don't know them. So they said, well, you know, Nashville and all that, you know, country music. And I said, look, people, I said, you know, down here in Texas, we pretty much write our own songs or do songs by friends of ours. That's just pretty much what we do down here. So they got really, you know, belligerent, you know, and they were talking about Nashville being the home of country. And I said, look, people, in my opinion, country music started going downhill the day that Johnny Cash quit doing pills. Yeah. They got real upset at that. So I took a break and I wrote this. I guess I love myself for a lazy dope dealer. bunch of people came a long, long way to be here tonight. He is born in Oklahoma. His wife's name's Betjo Delmanis. And he's not responsible for what he's doing. His mother asked him what he is. And it's up against the wall, redneck, but sing a lot of redneck, you wasted you. Mother, who has raised your son so well? And he's 34, drinking in a honky tonk. Did they kick it in his ass? Star and Pearl and Shinerbach beer. He likes beer. He likes Texas. He likes Texas. He traded in his GMC pickup truck. He got him a Ford. He gave it to his son who took him to college. Pulled out a plastic statue of Robert Earl Keane on the dashboard. And it's up against the wall. For the mileage I've got in this song, to tell you the truth, people. O is for okay, that's enough of this. T is for Texas. H is for here we are in Texas. E is for enough is enough. And Canadian Ragweed, they are not a country band. You may not know that. I mean, sure they've got Leanne Womack in their videos, but they are not a country band. They're just these young, rude, vicious, wicked rock and roll boys. I just thought you might want to know that. And I appreciate them wallowing around the mud and finding this old thing of mine and putting it on a record.
Dream roll.
to bleed you, but I forgot to do a song real quick. So let me just do a short version of this.
No, do it all.
So people came a long way. Strapping kitchen, get my little bit of vodka in a cherry coke. We're going to Oklahoma to the family reunion for the first time in years. It's up at Uncle Slayton's, cause he's getting on in years. You know that no longer travels, but he's still pretty spry. Not much on top, and he just knew me. Start you up.